welcome back. Final segment tonight of our special Sweet 16 edition. This is Habbo, Robert Fish in studio. We thank Terry Gates for joining us earlier on the phone, and just had my co-host Frank Maloney call in from Madison Square Garden. And Robert, big basketball game tonight. Interesting thing, probably the latest start that Virginia's had all year, almost 10 o'clock, and I guess the one thing the Cavs would not want is the first game to go to overtime to make it even later.
I wouldn't want that either. I don't know if I'm making it up that long, because I was working the morning shift here. But, you know, that is interesting when you have to sit around and wait all day. And you've been in those shoes as a player, of course, and maybe not as much so as it is now, because you know, you got ACC tournament games that start at 9 o'clock, and now the NCAA games push back to 10, and this is an East Coast game. So for both sides, they got to sit around and wait all day, and that gets kind of, you know, after a while.
Yeah, I think from a player's perspective, you know, and I'm sure the coaches try to address that and stretch out the schedule, because, you know, the one danger is you don't want the kids lying around a hotel room and just being listless, you know, because then all of a sudden you may not be ready to play. Of course, it's 10 o'clock for both teams, although Michigan State, technically, their body clock would be 9 o'clock versus 10, so it probably didn't make that much difference. But just interesting. It'll be interesting to see how the Hoos play, although I guess the game against Memphis on Sunday started, 8:30, 9 o'clock
I think it was right around quarter to 9 or somewhere in there, maybe, around there.
And I'm sure the NCAA looks at it from the standpoint they want these games to hit prime time out on the West Coast as well as the East Coast. And I guess Friday night they figure people could stay up and watch the games.
Yeah. But well, I'm looking at this a little bit more, and maybe too much, but there's some interesting matchups that we talked about earlier. Look at Gary Harris, who for Michigan State's a really good on-ball defender, and I think he's going to probably draw Malcolm Brogdon. And you know how well Brogdon's been able to create off the dribble. It may be, depending on how well Gary Harris does, may curtail that a little bit. So Virginia's got to use the screens, try to get Brogdon a little more room to operate, because he really kind of sets things up, even though Prentice has not turned the ball over and done a good job in running the offense and taking care of things and hitting open shots when it's there. But it's really kind of been Brogdon that has really steered everything offensively.
Well, and Brogdon, throughout much of the year, really seemed to be the go-to guy when they needed points or a basket. And, of course, the one advantage he does have, as you said, he's got the ability to put it on the floor, take it to the rim, and oftentimes able to draw a foul. And, of course, he's almost a 90% free throw shooter.
Right.
And that's the one thing we haven't really talked about tonight. But free throw shooting in a game like tonight could become critical, particularly from the standpoint of Virginia's big guys who sometimes struggle shooting free throws, and a guy who's quite possibly could get to the line several times is Anthony Gill. And he's improved recently, but he was really around a 60% shooter for much of the year from the free throw line.
So got better in the tournament, certainly, than he has in regular season.
Tonight's one of those games that every possession, every point you're going to have, you're going to be clinging to. When your guy goes to the line with a chance to get a couple of points, you really want to see that taken advantage of.
I think you use the term, it's going to be like a rock fight almost. It's going to be, I'm anticipating it to be a lot like the games with Pitt earlier this year. Very close. Just everything is going to be contested. Everything is going to be, you better limit the other side to one shot on both ends of the floor. If you're Michigan State or Virginia, you can't let either team get a lot of points offensively on the boards. I do think, as I said to you off air earlier, that Virginia's going to have to score. And obviously, more maybe than they normally do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think the one difference with Pitt and Michigan State is I think Michigan State probably has a few more skill players who are capable of scoring than Pitt does. You know, Pitt has Patterson and the Zana kid who had a terrific ACC tournament, and he's strong in the lane area. But some of the other guys may not be quite as good as shooters as some of these Michigan State kids. So I think Virginia, you know, every possession, you know, no careless turnovers. Shot selection becomes even more critical to recognize when you have a good opportunity. And sometimes you may need to take it a little earlier in the shot clock, because part of the problem, sometimes if you really take the shot clock all the way, oftentimes you end up taking a forced shot, and Virginia can't afford to do that either.
Right. And that's something they've been good at. You know, every now and then Justin Anderson will take a shot that maybe not is one you're looking for. You'll take a quick three, or But maybe if you can get, now I had heard something about Mike Tobe's hand earlier in the week. I don't know if there's anything wrong with him or not. But, you know, he's been able to knock down that 15-foot jumper sometimes. And if you can get him out there and draw some of those defenders out, you know, bring that offense out high, bring that defense out with it, open things up a little bit, then maybe that gives you a chance to get to the boards a little bit more. But it's just going to be a lot of things going on in this game, more so than just throwing the ball up and playing. I think we're going to see a big chess match on both sides coaching-wise tonight.
Well, that's the one matchup we didn't talk about, trainers. You know, there's a big article in USA Today of Quentin Sawyer, who's the Michigan State trainer that's had to get all these Spartans healthy. And, of course, Ethan Saliba has done a terrific job for the Cavs all year. And that the one factor that Virginia has had knock on the desk here is they have not had to contend with any significant injuries this year, which to go through a whole season without having a key player out for even a short period of time makes a difference. So you hope that'll be continue to be the case. But we shall see. But I think, you know, it's just going to be a fun basketball game. I go back to the Duke ACC title game in the second half. I mean, there was a period there where Duke would, you know, score, Virginia would go back and respond, and I think I read that Virginia may have scored in like 16 out of their last 18 possessions in that game or something like that. So, I mean, it was high quality basketball, even though both teams were playing hard and trying to play as good a defense. You know, Virginia's a great defensive team, but the Cavs, that's what I kept thinking in the Duke game. We need a stop, but we could seemingly never get it until late in the going.
And that'll be key tonight. And, you know, as we wrap things up here, I think Michigan State, there's good defense, certainly. We saw Wisconsin firsthand how good they are defensively with the game that was in Charlottesville earlier this year. But neither one of those teams could shoot very well that night. I mean, that was, you know, not good shooting in that game. But the defenses in the ACC ranked a little bit higher than the ones in the Big Ten. So while Michigan State has seen Wisconsin, if Virginia plays defense as it normally does, I don't know that they've seen a defense of this nature. So.
Probably not. No, I think Virginia is unique in that regard, and I think it probably is reminiscent, as Adrian Payne said, of the Wisconsin teams of prior years. But at any rate, for the Wahoo fans out there, hopefully we're all going to be happy at midnight. Who's Talking will return on Monday night at 6 o'clock. I know we're going to have Mike London on the show, so we'll talk a little football, and hopefully we'll be previewing the Final Four by then. But nevertheless, it's been a great run for the Virginia basketball team, and we hope it continues tonight.
Let's hope so.
And Sunday as well. So we thank you for joining us tonight for this special edition. Robert, thank you for coming into the studio.
I appreciate you guys letting me come in. I'm sorry I was late on my first appearance, but I enjoyed it, and I thank you much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Go Hoos. Let's get those Spartans tonight. We'll be back Monday at 6 o'clock for another edition of Who's Talking. Good night.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910, Richmond Sports Station. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, CapTech Consulting, Stauer, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Kelleher Heating and Air, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, Hildrup Moving and Storage, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Get the podcast of this show at SportsRadio910.com.